Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Outside.
Well, here's my problem. It needs to be about 100 times louder. I mean, ask my neighbors in Diamond Bar back in the late 70s. About, yeah, they knew. Van Halen comes on, K-Rock. Everybody hears it.
There you go. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. We got another full house. We got Steve Silva.
Yes, we do.
Amber Ashby-Carey.
I'm here.
Producer Zach.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Wow, you're a long ways away. And, of course, intern Christopher is at the manning the phones today.
Howdy-ho there.
And I am your host, Sean Roberts. Together, we are your weekly dope. Your weekly dose podcast.
That was
are
you sure?
Broadcasting live from Orange County and also hello East Coast Del Marva Radio.
Oh yeah. Good morning and thank you or your for joining us today as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian. If you miss them as much as we do, then you too. Tuned in the right podcast because we are the only ones to continue their radio tradition.
Here, have some of my tea while I do the next part. So for those of you who recently followed us, thank you guys for joining the family. We are so glad you listen to the show. And if you'd like to talk to us, interact, get us on social media, or you can give a call our line. Call and they have the phones going. 323-963-8523. You can call in. Christopher will get you on the phones. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've got a big show for you guys today. We got a new sponsor. We'll be talking about the earthquake, obviously, that happened last night. Of course, it's National Dance Day. That's why we're playing this song here for you. And we'll also be talking about certain dating apps as well.
Don't forget, you can briefly interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
That is right, Steve. And not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. Just search for us, Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, you guys, rate and review the show, please.
Absolutely. Of course, today's theme song was Dance the Night Away by... Who was that group again?
Van Helsing?
No. Van Helsing. Van Helsing, yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, we should do like a little prize, like a little... We'll have to figure out a little contest for whoever rates and reviews, and then we'll like have like a, you know, give like a little... We'll do like a drawing or something for like a little... We'll think of something clever for rating and reviewing the show. I just started a contest. Sean's kind of like into it, but kind of glaring at me. He's like,
"Well, no, you started speaking like Trump there for a moment because I'm like going, like, it's going to be really good. It's going to be really great.
We're going to give
something away.
It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Good.
It's going to be a border wall.
We just don't know what the hell we're going
to
do.
Right.
We have to figure something out. I just thought of this. I'm like, you know what? Rate and review the show. And we're going to, like, you know, have a little... We'll take a drawing of whoever, you know, and they'll get the whatever the prize is. We're not sure what it is yet. It could be a pile of dog shit. It could be something really awesome. We will decide later.
Rate and review.
Okay, yeah. I have a question.
It could be hugs.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little pile of dog poo from her new puppies. What it's gonna
that's
be.
Right.
That's
little
tiny. That's like peanut butter. We can't transport
puppy
that.
Puppy poo.
If you really tried, how much faster could you talk?
You have no idea.
Because boy, a couple of things down. Right there were like, and get the ring, and
I should have been an auctioneer.
Wow.
I missed my
That's
calling.
Awesome.
I really did.
35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35. What was that you said about being an auctioneer? I'm the only auctioneer. 35, 35, 35.
Anyway, guys, don't forget you can get any of the music.
I think that's a compliment.
Any music that we play from our main sponsor.
I think we're off the tracks already.
No, we're not. We're good. We're good.
From our main sponsor, Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com. Click on the Amazon banner. And again, click on it away. Shop away to your heart's delight. Get all the music or anything else that you need from Amazon.com.
Use our banner.
Oh, our banner.
Click it.
Crickets.
Use
it.
Our banner.
Lick it.
Click it. Oh, click it. No, do not lick your computer screen.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Guarantee that's not clean.
Yeah. Or your keyboard for that
nor
matter.
Nor your phone. That's also filthy. Yeah. Wash your damn hands.
Turn off
hands.
The fucking phone.
Wow.
Thank you, Linda. Let's catch up with each other, guys. I'm sorry, can you turn my headphones down just a hair?
One hair, not two.
Yeah, not two.
One hair.
Cool. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Ooh, ooh.
It's still hot. Still hot.
There. Turn up just a bit more. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. That seems good. Okay, I can deal with that. All right. Well, you know, it's been a very interesting week.
It has.
It has?
It has.
It has.
Indeedy duty.
It's been whoosh. Whoosh. So let's
What's
start.
It been?
Whoosh.
A whoosh.
Whoosh.
I kind of like it's like a Mack truck just plowing.
Well, then why don't you start off, Amber? Let's whoosh. Go with you.
Nothing. I mean, it's the same. It's the kids have school. We've got online school going on, which is, you know, it's the teachers are stressed out. A lot of things going on with LBSUD.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lots going on over there with us.
I was talking to Laura Stringer. Yesterday, and she's one of the teachers there in Long Beach, and mm-hmm. yeah, they're constantly changing things almost daily.
Yeah,
so.
I had one of my friend Brittany told me she's like her son's science teacher took a mental health day mm-hmm. because she was so stressed out about everything going on, and she was like, "Dude, you have kids, pull it together," and something like that. But it's just crazy. And I've had teachers say to my kids, I've heard them on the Zoom call say, mm-hmm. if you're unhappy with us like I'm unhappy, have your parents and you email, call the district. People are teachers are fed up too. It's craziness right now.
With my son Roman so far, it seems like things have been kind of smooth with him.
Good.
So, yeah, I think where things might get a little crazy is when we go to hybrid.
Yes, and they just moved ours to January 28th.
Yeah, so I don't know when they're going to do ours or anything. I haven't heard anything yet, but the thing is, when that happens, it's like he'll still get off at the same time unless he's a PM, which is really weird because like AM kids, they have like first, second, third period, and then that's on Mondays. Tuesdays, then they have fourth, fifth, and sixth period.
Are they sticking with October for you guys?
I think so. I'm not too sure.
Yeah,
so.
They totally bumped ours to January. I was shocked. We got everyone got a text from the district saying, "Oh, now it's January." And everyone's like, "What the?"
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So between kids doing the school, which they're doing great, mm-hmm. besides all the stuff, trying to work has been tough, and the puppy.
Yeah.
And the heat wave, and I'm just like, I'm just like delirious constantly.
Tell them what happened last night that you called me angry about.
Okay, quickly. DoorDash and Postmates. I love to get food delivered a couple, two, three times a week. The guy calls me. He's like, "Hey, I'm here with I got food for the kids." I wasn't hungry. Food for the kids. They were all excited. Sushi and dumplings.
Ooh. Yeah. You didn't call me?
I'm sorry.
You could deliver it to my house too, you know.
I'm sorry. So he gets to my house. He's like, "I can't find your apartment. It's a huge complex, right?"
Right, right.
And I'm on the phone with him. I'm like, "All right, I'm putting on my flip-flops. I'm walking outside. I'm coming to you to find you." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Don't move from where you're at. I know right where you are." I'm walking there. And it's like a three-minute walk into the inside of the complex by this one of these pools. And I call him. I'm like, "Hey, I'm here. Where are you?" He goes, "Oh, I gave your food to your boyfriend." I was like, "Dude, number one, I was walking to you. I was on the phone with you and said, I'm coming to you." And so some guy walked up and said, "Oh, that's my food." He's like, no, it's for Amber. He's like, oh, that's my girlfriend. And walked off with my food.
Oh.
I was livid, livid.
Walked off with what?
Our food.
Oh, so food. To keep up.
Our dinner. Damn it. Ugh.
Wow, that
I can't even
sucks.
Say our Yeah, I was pissed. So then I was so mad at this
guy. Did you complain to DoorDash though?
Of course I did. They immediately gave me a refund, but they I think the order was $61. They only refunded me $41. So
why?
I'm a little pissed. We're going to find out. I think it's fees and stuff.
Oh, it don't matter. You're
I couldn't get a hold of a number. I was just livid. So I had to reorder it. And then as soon as it said there's another guy delivering it, I called that guy. I'm like, hey, yo. And this guy was really cool. He came, you know, right to me. He met me and yeah. He was careful. But it just really pissed me off, man.
That
somebody got some sushi.
I would have chased him. Oh, God, I would have chased him down
idiot,
if I could have.
Right? Well, I couldn't find him, and I wasn't about to go confront a guy
you.
And.
I will
yeah.
find
hey.
You.
You with my food.
I will kill you.
Yeah, it's just like. Some I hope he had a shellfish allergy and he fucking got. I would say I hope he got food poisoning, but this place is so good that would never happen.
Well, speaking of food poisoning, Zach, how about you?
Oh, here we go. Let's right lead into that.
Oh, my God.
We were supposed to hang out. We had plans. Yeah. We had plans to go shopping and do some things and.
Yeah, shopping.
Shopping.
Ready to go. Bard crazy. Okay.
Exactly.
I should have. I don't know why I was this stupid. I had like a pot roast that I bought from Vaughn's a while ago, and I wasn't going to use it right away, so I froze it. And I decided to defrost it in the fridge, in the refrigerator, and I forgot that I left it there for a whole week.
Oh, dear.
And
I decided, I'm like, I'll crock pot it. Because that'll cook it the best way. And I just put some vegetables in it.
And you didn't smell it? You couldn't smell it?
No, it looked, it was still red and
what
it smelled fine.
What is with men and funky, making funky meat? Like, oh, this is heavy. Okay, this
hey, when that hard. When meat spoils like that, you know it's bad. Yeah. But I'm telling
well, if
you.
If it didn't smell, it probably, it wasn't the meat then. It was probably
no,
something else.
It had to be because the only other thing I had for breakfast, well, I didn't have steak for breakfast. I had a glass of orange juice and coffee for breakfast. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, and then this.
This is his diet. Here, hang on.
Yeah.
Look, I just wanted to get my money's worth. It was a big hunk of meat. That's all I wanted. So then I got food poisoning. I wake up at 3 in the morning. I have those little needles that are stabbing into your abdomen pain.
Mm. And his anus.
Well, it wasn't really that bad.
Until a couple hours later.
I don't know what his planet has to do with it, but okay.
Oh, good God. Oh, that's
anyway.
Why. But I was sick as a dog. Thursday, I'm like getting dressed. I come to Amber. I'm like, just so you know, I got food poisoning, so I'm not gonna feel good. She's like, dude, stay home. What is wrong with you? I went, I'm not a quitter.
Well,
I'm coming.
I actually looked at our feed, our thread, our chat thread. I'm sorry, but I have bad allergies, guys. Just excuse me for this.
It's okay. Give
you
a moment.
So I looked at our thread and our group thread, and he's like, I literally was thinking to myself. Why don't you just tell me? You know I always have stomach issues.
I forgot.
I know. He's like, no, I'm powering through. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to cancel. I'm like, Zach.
You think she would have been happy that I was trying to be a trooper?
I was, but I was like, dude.
Don't be stupid.
If I'm gassy, I cancel shit.
So she's gassy here.
I'm not gassy. No, and I'm fine. Buddy.
I like that quote. If I'm gassy, I cancel shit.
Yeah.
Wow, that does... that does work.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I didn't even see that coming, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not I cancel stuff or I cancel
I'm
events,
sorry.
But...
So I decided to stay home pretty
I'm
much
guessing.
All
day. Yeah, you stay home.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
It's
and watch Cobra Kai, which is my new favorite thing. Amber, watch.
Oh, so good.
Sean and I were on the phone discussing, and he's, like, preparing me for what's about to happen. I'm on
I'm
the last
watch
one.
It.
Without trying to give anything away, too, because, I mean...
Which you can tell you're struggling with.
Yes. Yes. Well, you're on what? Season 2, last episode.
I'm on the last one.
See, there's so much. Oh, it's going to go down.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's going down, baby.
I've been watching
you
movies.
Thought, you
I,
thought
I've not watched
the,
these shows.
You thought the tournament was good.
Stop spoiling shit.
Shut up.
See, he thinks he's just talking about it, and he doesn't
not.
Realize he's just telling everything.
No.
Yes, you
because,
are.
No, because, no. I'm saying if you think that the tournament was good.
See, you're telling us stuff about it then.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Because he's already seen
spoiler.
It.
Spoiler.
I haven't.
Well, you go on your Netflix.
I'm just talking
phone.
About how
what
you always talk about things.
What was that motion you just
things?
Made? That was very phallic. That was
you
very,
like that? You like that?
That was very, and you did it looking at Steve in his eyes. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird.
This has the coolest
well,
ending
hey,
theme for
30 years together, you know.
Yeah.
Come on. What haven't we done together?
So my dog is named Cobra Kai. The puppy's named Kai. Right? Well, JP named it, and so I made it Cobra Kai, which JP doesn't like. So I just bought a hoodie with the Cobra Kai patch on it. I'm going to put it on my dog.
Wow.
I'm so excited. Wow.
Anyway.
Okay, okay.
As I was trying to say, if you thought the tournament was kick-ass as far as an ending and everything, whatever, this thing is phenomenal.
Okay, that's all I
talked about. You know, so, and there's been speculation, too, about what's going to happen with season three. So.
I saw a conspiracy theory last night. I was like, oh, that's what Sean was talking about.
Yeah, so it's going to be good, and, okay. and I can't wait until season three comes out.
I've got all of it. I've got, I'm stretching out my legs. My legs hurt. Yeah. Well, so, what about you, Steve? What about
me?
What did you think about?
First of all, I have to say that out there, like the Delmarva Peninsula and the whole area and stuff, it's going to be like mid-60s.
I love your weather.
Slightly cloudy.
So they're too far north to be affected by the hurricane then?
Probably, yeah.
They will get rain and tornadoes eventually.
But it looks like it's going to be a really pleasant, almost fall day.
Uh-huh.
So. Lovely. Okay. Anyway,
tell us about getting high.
That was almost every day. Almost every day.
Almost.
Because I don't remember. I think it was every day. Anyway, I did some writing.
Ooh.
So that was fun.
Stay tuned to your weekly dose, guys. Yeah. We're gonna have some funny skits.
Yeah, it should be fun. I just relaxed and. I stayed indoors most of the time because there was still little residue of smoke and the air around. Because the whole week before I didn't go outside.
Last week
was horrible. But anyway, now I'm here and hey,
hello.
Let's kick this pig.
It's still a little funky out. Like it looks nice, but there's still like a.
Well, hey, well, it's
yeah. Because I mean, my allergies are just horrific. My eyes burn, coughing. Every little cough, I'm like, oh, God, is it COVID? No, it's just allergies, okay. And then I cough again, I'm like, oh, God, is it COVID? No, okay, it's just allergies.
Is it food poisoning? No, it's just Zach.
Oh, it's just diarrhea. We're good. What about you, Sean?
Had a busy week, actually. Let's see. There's a gal that I've been in talks with for some time in hoping that she used to work with an acquaintance of mine. Actually, I think Steve got to meet him once, which was Benny the Breeze over at the station in Anaheim.
Benny the Breeze.
And so she also worked at, she was an on-air talent at that station. And so now she's talking about doing her own thing and possibly doing her own internet radio as well. So if so, we might be simulcasted on her network as well. So we're finding out. But I had a meeting with her and she wanted to make sure that she had the right equipment so far so she could broadcast. And so I went over to her house the other day. And, she's got half of the stuff right now. She just needs to buy, some other smaller things. And then she's good to go just to do her show. But then we were discussing on trying to narrow down which way she wants to go to do the radio broadcasting, the actual her own network kind of thing. So is
she going to have her own show as well?
Yes, she'll be doing both. So she'll be running the internet station as well as doing her own show, and then she'll figure out people that she'll want. Kind of like with what's happening is with Delmarva, so again we'll be syndicated on that program as well. So it's like going, holy crap!
Awesome.
So, yeah,
a little bit at a time.
Yeah. So. And then, let's see, what else did I do? Thursday, I had my acoustic show down over at Lucky John's.
Oh, I thought you were going to say colonoscopy, but that's not happening. Okay. I don't know why my brain thought that. Isn't that weird?
No.
Why? I don't know what's going on right now.
You want to play with my ass. I mean, I don't know
what
it is.
No, I don't know why I'm like, Zach's anus. And I'm just like, oh, like, you know, and then I don't know.
And then my butt.
It's
so
like you, weird. You I'm wanna, not even,
you
it's not even
play
a
with
thing.
Our butts.
No, it's not even a thing. I don't even
what
like that.
What are we
that.
Suddenly just talking about Zach's anus for?
Earlier, because he had food poisoning.
Where'd that come from right here in the middle of your week?
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. Uh-oh. Sorry. Anuses are always involved when there's food poisoning.
Okay.
Anyways, keep going.
All right. So I played at Lucky John's. So this is the bar close by. And actually did pretty good. So people were very appreciative that I was there. They were happy to see live entertainment outside and everything. So
next time I'm there.
Had a decent crowd. And I was nervous as hell.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't played in 3 years.
Okay.
In front of an audience. So
see,
it's been a while.
I should have been there to cheer you on in the front row.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was started off very quiet. There was one guy outside. There were a few people inside. They all came outside, and then more people came. So
nice.
It was good. Made $55 in tips. So
That's awesome.
I'm pretty happy for that. So damn right.
Makes a little money doing what you love
now
to do.
Now I can
do.
Pay for some strings. So, yeah. So that was my week there preparing for that and everything. So, so it was all good.
Next one, you had a post, so we can all go to.
The next, yeah, I think that's just it. I want to slowly get
work
into
out the
it.
Kinks.
Exactly. And what was kind of nice though is that I was able to take requests. Okay, for you guys who don't know what the hell is going on.
Zach is dropping shit.
I'm having a Steve laughing.
No. No.
The word cluster comes to mind.
At least I didn't hit the laptop and like mess up the feed, you know?
Good heavens. At least you didn't spill that drink all over everyone.
So in the studio here, I have this nice giant desk. It's two tiers. And on the upper tier, basically, Zach puts his drink there. I guess you were reaching for it, and there's a sign that's behind it that says, you know, I love you from a galaxy far, far away. And it,
a little small framed artwork
yeah,
piece.
And
yeah.
Basically, as Zach reached for it, that thing somehow, because it's behind yes. the cup, fell.
He knocked over all the desk tchotchke behind his cup.
Yeah, not in front of the cup.
But somehow this stuff behind fell forward right towards the boards and the laptops and everything. It was magic. I think it was a ghost.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, it's a
and of
ghost,
course, he's watching
it?
That and gets the giggles, you know.
Because he's also the only one that saw it.
No, we all
edible,
saw it and heard it.
He's the only one that acknowledged it.
Like, yeah, Steve was the only one who acknowledged it by laughing his ass off.
It was funny.
Content.
Anyway, wow. Welcome, guys. Hope you're having fun today so far. So.
Steve edibles, I've kicked in.
They definitely have, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, you know what? Today is Talk Like a Pirate Day, and it's just amazing. You know, like everybody wants to try and do that. Do we have anything on Talking Like a Pirate from any movies or anything? Or?
We might.
I guess I'll take that as a no.
Oh. Well oiled machine.
Absolutely. So.
And my mouse froze.
Are you ready?
I can't do a pirate voice. I can do like a wench.
What do you mean you can't do a pirate voice?
I can do a high seas wench.
Oh, you gotta do.
$50 for. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Wow, $50?
No, I don't know. That's, hey, I don't even know. It's like a chest
of. Hey, with my tip or whatever,
I know, right?
I mean, wow, you get a $5 tip from me.
Weren't they cheap?
I don't know. I wasn't around back
me
then.
Me either. I'm just guessing.
Maybe a couple Leblooms.
A goat.
A goat.
Your finest goat and your bottle of rum.
Oh, wait a minute. If I had a goat, why would I? Never mind.
Because they used to keep goats on ships and they'd milk them with grass. They'd for the. You haven't seen that? You didn't know that? They didn't. That's a thing. That's an actual real thing.
Yes. I'm sure it is.
It is! They had like a goat. Oh my God. They run out of milk. And they'd have goats, fresh goat's milk. And they'd have. Because goats are small and they produce milk.
Because a cow's bigger.
You can't have a fucking cows on a ship. That's just
and
disgusting.
And an elephant is even bigger.
Oh my gosh! Elephant milk.
Tusk.
Can you milk me?
Oh my gosh. Anyways. Your finest goat and your bottle of shandy.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I have nipples, Greg.
You could be like an Irish female pirate.
Yes. Scurvy.
Just.
I brought you some oranges.
Oh.
No?
Top of the morning.
Wow. I've got an extra peg.
Okay, anyways, where are we going with this?
I have no idea where we're getting. Because we went about five different turns on that.
I told you I can't do a pirate voice.
We made a left, a right, and then the left. Yep. So, and I think we went over a bridge somewhere. So, anyway. but no, it's Talking Like a Pirate Day. And I think because of that, we've got a new sponsor, do we not? Oh, good. Yeah. Yes, we do. Great.
Exactly. There it starts.
God. It's all about the setup, guys. Zach, can we play that?
Welcome!
Hello, everybody. It is our pleasure to... wait a minute.
Should we try this again?
Yes.
All right. Let's take it from the top. All right. Hey, Zach.
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
So glad we discussed this in the meeting. God.
Just point. Point at me.
So, and just to be aware, it's not Zach's fault today.
It's mine. It's mine today.
Well, fucking oil machine.
I thought we'd go. Okay, never mind. Just point. Point.
Are you sure?
Yes, go.
You know how to do this? You know how to read the script?
I forgot. I'm on my second cup of tea. I need my third.
Should we wait?
Yes. Point to me whenever it's my turn. Oh, don't make me sing.
Let's just get the Jeopardy music up now.
Well, we gotta wait for Steve to calm down now.
Okay, I'm in the zone and you guys are messing it up now.
Why do I feel like Steve's having a heart attack?
Well, at least he's down with a smile on his face.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
All right, brother. You get ready over there?
As ready as all
hurry,
ever
hurry,
be.
Hurry, because I need to... Okay.
Oh, what, you got to go goodness. Pee or something?
No, I'm just in the zone. I'm
well, now I do.
God.
Okay.
I'm going to wait for the point.
You know, I did a three-hour show on Thursday.
I didn't have to pee once.
We do a half an hour and a half show here.
Did you reabsorb
all three
it?
Of you guys go twice at least.
I know. We have very, very
that's because you're twice the man I am.
we have a God. quick process kidneys.
Oh my God, what a freaking dream. All right. Take 12. Hey Zach!
Yeah!
Hey buddy, can you play that new sponsor?
Sure!
Pleasure to announce that we are here at Your Weekly Dose, have a brand new sponsor. A famous pirate winery has joined us. We are extremely proud to welcome Hooks Vinatorium and Plunder Recycling Center into our new family.
Are ye a drunken sot with an eye patch, a pig leg, and an hook? Well, you get home after a long, hard day, pillaging, plundering, and making the lassie scream and moan. You like to sit back, relax, and unwind while counting your doubloons with a nice glass of your favorite grog? If so, then I've got a special treat just for thee.
Oh, yeah. Hooks and Vinatorium and Plundery Recycling Center, located right on the dock of the Hurricane Harbor, Key Biscayne, Florida there. Just a stone's throw away from Port Royal, Tortuga, and Nassau.
We have mead for your steed, grog for your hog. Maybe you're looking for a nice, clean little Chardonnay to enjoy while you admire the diamond-studded gold tiara you stole from the head of the governor's wife as you dispatched her. Perhaps a sturdy Shiraz or Moscato to help disinfect that cutlass gash your first mate gave you as you ran him through for starting a mutiny.
We've got you covered at Hooks Vinatorium, Vinatorium and Plundering Recycling Center. Just drop an anchor in beautiful Hurricane Harbor and hobble on in any time. Too busy trying to outrun the governor's man of war, says he. No problem, says I. We can ship any of our sparkling products anywhere in the world, near or far.
And don't forget our exclusive in-house reserve Pinot Noir, which is sure to impress and loosen up that plump little crumpet of a wench you just captured.
Oh, we also cater for the bar trade. Our motto is no bar too far. You can happily enjoy our delicious fermentations anywhere, just not in ye car.
Oh, I cannot go home. Not will I go home. It's long of the oil of barley. It's long of the oil of barley. I'll party all night for my delight and go home in the morning early.
That was singing?
Pirates have laryngitis.
So,
oh my gosh.
So the next time you're in the Ironmere Key, Biscani, stop on by. We'll have a candle in the window for you.
And that's, and this is how it's pronounced.
Please, yes. Please, absolutely, yes, yes.
And that's Hook's Vinotorium.
Vinotorium!
Car and Plunder Recycling Center.
Where every night is ladies' night.
Arr, tell them Ned Lowe sent ya.
Remember, drink responsibly. Remember, drink responsibly, use designated sailor, and never drink and torture. Hablos Espanol.
You know, it's kind of like the disclaimer at the end of a bit,
yes,
where
I
the
did,
guy
I
talks
did.
Fast. And,
Hablamos. Hablamos española.
3 years of Spanish there. That's...
Yeah, I took French, not Spanish.
Oh, well, that's the problem. Oh,
yeah, yeah. I know.
So read the Spanish with a French accent.
It should have been in French, probably.
Well, at least you could understand people in Tortuga.
Oui, oui!
There you go.
Yeah, oh, no, I just went.
I'll tell you one thing. I would love a glass of grog right now.
I thought you should like a French good. Pirate.
Yeah, I know. God. A little grog to go with my tea. God.
I love you guys.
Clearly, we went over this very...
I just love the fact that we gave each other notes this morning.
Well, see, I was waiting for the theme to play a little bit. Like, I was waiting for, like, something to, you know, like a little thing to play. I didn't know I was... So, anyways, yep.
New meeting next week.
Yes, new directions. I know what to ask now in the meeting.
We have a whole...
How do we do this?
Where do I come in?
We'll have a whole new opportunity to fuck it up. Arr.
And bring you winch.
And fuck it up again. Well, let's talk about the earthquake.
Okay.
Righty.
Sarsgaard.
I know. I found this last night.
This is cute.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's so 80s.
I think it came out in like 82 or something like that.
It.
I saw the video of it.
The Go-Go's?
Yeah, it sounds like those. So now, okay, Amber, you felt it really hard.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to sleep. I was like literally in bed, going to sleep, got the puppy to sleep. The kids are getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
And okay, so... My long bedroom walls is a giant mirrored closet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's bigger than that, so it's huge.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm getting cozy. I'm yelling at the kids, do your blobbity bloop. And all of a sudden, man, that mirror was like vibrating in it. And I'm like looking at myself like,
and you
am
didn't
I
have
high?
And you didn't have somebody with you.
No, I mean, just me and the kids. Nope. And so the kids come running in. I'm like, because I like to have the kids in the room with me when there's an earthquake. Just like, get in here now so we're all together. You know, so that's it for me. And then we wrote it out, and kids were totally freaked out. It's a little disruptive.
Yeah, no, it totally was.
And it was stronger in LA for sure.
And real quick, if you guys want to talk about the earthquake with us, call in 323-963-8523. Again, the number is 323-963-8523. Christopher's standing by if you want to talk about the earthquake and how it was in your area. So it hit really hard for you. You're in Long Beach.
I'm in Long Beach, but yeah, and then my friend in LA, she texted me, and she's like, oh my God, it was really, really strong up there.
Well, it's closer to the epicenter.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And it was so funny because people kept saying, it's so strong, it's so this, it's so that, whatever. I think for Steve and I, it was just like a gentle roll or gentle shake.
Yeah, it was just like a little da-do-da-do-da-do, and that's all I felt.
Yeah.
Ours was pretty intense.
See, for me, I could hear the lower frequencies of the earth. Of the earthquake, mm-hmm. You know, the rumble.
I'm on the second floor, so I can't hear that anymore. When I lived on the ground floor for years, I could always hear them. It's like a Mack truck underneath.
Yeah. Well, that's what it sounded like. And that's what I thought. I'm going, geez, a truck is going by. And I'm going, wait a minute.
There's no trucks over here.
Well, no. The street's too far away for me to hear the truck.
Exactly.
And it's got to be like a loud bang or whatever for me to really hear because there's the dump center over here. So we get trucks going in all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, wait, not at this hour. And I'm going, oh, shit, I know what it is. As soon as I said that, it started to shake, but it was like a slow-moving one. And then it increased.
Yeah, that's the same thing with us.
And then all the microphone booms started to shake.
Oh, because you were in here working.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so I was just going, holy cow. I'm like, okay, all right, you know, let's write it out.
Oh, my kids were just, I mean, Miles came running in from and like jumped in Bethany and was like, whoa. And we're both watching the mirror, like, because, I mean, it's just the mirror's
right.
Like, wagga, wagga, wagga. And then JP, he just lost his, he's, you know, brushing his teeth and finishing his video game stuff. And he comes running in. He's like, oh, I'm sitting with you guys. I'm like, you can sit on the floor. That's cool. But he got over it and he went to bed.
Yeah.
But it was.
My son Roman slept right through it, so.
It must not have been strong here at all then.
No, it was good. Because, I mean, Steve lives about, you're 3-4 miles away from me, further out?
Yeah.
So, you know, and it moved, mm-hmm. you know, but it wasn't.
It's just a little.
Yeah. Shape. I mean, it was still strong over here for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we could hear the house move. So.
I was glad I wasn't asleep yet because that always messes my brain up. Like, boom, your thing right there. You want
to
go?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, Zach, you're out in Yorba Linda.
Yeah.
So how was it over there for you, though?
So I pretty much, well, I couldn't shut up about this in the group chat because it just was so freaky. I usually go to bed, I don't know, 10 o'clock the latest. And I was out like a light, and I was having a dream that I was in my house, in the very house I was in, and it was the same night, and an earthquake was happening. And then I woke up from the sheer terror of that.
Oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden, 5 seconds later, I'm like, oh, my God, that was scary. Fucking earthcake.
Earthcake.
Oh, that's, I hate earthquakes.
Well, I love when you texted half asleep and you said earthquack.
Did I?
JP was reading it too. He's like, did Zach just say earthquake? Earthquake.
And then it starts shaking. So it did, Sean, what you said. It was slow at first, and then it really rumbled.
Yeah.
And then that's when I was in my room, and I just went, this is it!
That's the way I like it.
And then my dog, she's never experienced an earthquake before.
Yeah, this is her first.
This was her first. So I knew, like, oh, God, the dog's going to start barking. And she starts wailing hard. And I went, okay. And I run out and get her. I'm like, come on. I do the little baby thing. And she calmed down. She was shaking.
Yeah.
She was terrified.
Well, no, dogs can really sense it.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised my dog slept through it. They usually always wake up. Mm-hmm. I'll wake up. And
how was the puppy? Did the puppy sense it or anything? Or just
no,
slept right through it?
Just slept right through it. So I was told by someone, a scientist a couple years ago, that when we have the big one, the one fault that's going
to
slip and really give us the next big one in LA is going
to
be a jerker.
Oh, yeah.
And it won't, if we start with a small roller, it's going to stay small. Mm-hmm. But when the big one happens, it's going to be a really,
like
it's gonna
a big
be
chunk.
Yeah.
Slides out.
But if she always says, if there's a small one, it's a roller. Don't panic. Just kind of chill. That's not the big one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's different kind of faults, too.
Yes,
I mean, you have what they call a thrust fault,
mm-hmm.
which is where if you put your hands out flat in front of you, one goes up, one goes down.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thrust fault. And that's how mountains are basically created, is a thrust through a thrust fault.
Thrust.
Because the earth is thrusting up. Upward.
Well, the rollers are like this. What's this
I like
called?
That.
That has a name.
Yeah, I forgot what that one is. Where if you put one hand going under the other hand,
it kind of rolls. Yeah, the earth's kind of rolling.
Well, it does that naturally anyway. The magma kind of goes back in, which is out right off the coast.
If I'm not mistaken, that's what we experienced, or something like that. Like that we
no.
There's a fault that goes going like this, isn't there?
Well, that's off the coast though.
Oh, okay.
And that's the Pacific Plate.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because the earth goes underneath there. But then on top, though, you have the thrust fault, and then you also have, which is what San Andreas is a slip fault.
Side by side.
Side by side. So one's going in one direction, basically.
And that's
going
to be the big one.
That's going to be the big one. That's the one that we're basically overdue on, which is on the San Andreas. So whenever that happens, I mean, it's going
to
be a 9 or bigger.
There are lots of apps to – I have two different apps. I have Quake Alert, and I have the Shake Alert, which is LA's app.
I have Shake and Bake.
Shake and Bake. But only one
like
of them
that,
worked. Only one app alerted me. So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I don't have any apps and my phone alerted me.
There's several. Go on the
It went off. I looked at it. It said earthquake shaking to follow. And it started to shake a little bit.
Wow. Was that
was
Google?
Over.
What
yeah.
was that? Okay.
It was a Google.
Yeah. Well, there was some phones of that. There were some people saying that the apps were like it happened like 3 seconds after. Some were saying like it only gave them like 2 second warning kind of a thing or whatever. So
yeah.
But. you know, it depends just on if you're in dead sleep or if you're awake or not. Yep. So my mom felt it really bad because she's in Whittier. So Whittier.
I just love it every time.
So, so she felt it pretty hard because, again, the thing was centered towards El Monte.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that she's like, that's
it's almost, yeah, because you're, you know, you look at El Monte, you're going into East LA, mm-hmm. where Steve grew up. And, you know, and then you keep kind of going that, you know, south, southerly direction. Yeah, you're going to be affected by all that, you know, because it's on, and from my understanding, too, I think it's on the same fault line that the Whittier Narrows earthquake was
interesting.
Which was October 1st, 1987. And that was my senior year in high school.
Mm.
So
you've told that story before.
Yeah, and it was so fun. People go, oh my God, like, Jack, this is bad. This is it. I'm like, this is nothing.
Yeah, my
people.
Kids were panicking. I was like, guys, we've had like three more that were way bigger than us.
Oh, yeah. And people were saying, this is the biggest one we've had since the Whittier Narrows.
It's a shocking thing that happens that your brain is not prepared for the earth to move under your feet.
I was having a nightmare, yeah. Okay?
Because the Whittier Narrow one was a 5.9. It actually started off as a 6.1, and then they downgraded to a 5.9. Oh. So, and this one last night they said was a 4.8.
Yeah.
And then they think they downgraded to a 4.5, I think, now. So, you know.
Sorry, I had to apply the eye drops.
No, that's fine. But my mom felt it really, really bad. So, and she called me right away, and, mm-hmm. and yeah, her dog was barking in the background like crazy and everything, so.
Yeah, mine slept right through. They usually don't.
Yeah.
They usually
but I can see why Zach felt it pretty bad, too, because it's a straight shot, and mm-hmm. it wouldn't slow down. Even though he lives in a hilly area in Yorba Linda, you know, it's a southern straight shot.
And they have eyes.
Yes, they do.
The hills.
The hills have eyes. It's a movie.
I know.
Oh.
God, I'm so glad you guys play along.
I don't like to watch that one. That's scary. I call it torture porn. I don't like it.
I poke him in the eye. And
poke him in the eye.
Just like Three Stooges. Go boink, boink. Yeah, that's how I get to Zach's house.
Certainly.
When I make that left turn, I go just like that. So, but anyway, but yeah. So
I think that the earthquake happened because Ruth Bader.
It was somebody's fault. That's what it was.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, and the Earth's like, no.
Can 2020 get any worse?
No. I had a friend. One of my friends had a really cute baby last night before the earthquake. That was nice, but
it wasn't an ugly baby.
No, oh my God, he's so cute.
Did it look like a lizard?
Okay.
No, he's oh my gosh, he's like a little. Oh my God, he's perfect.
Looked like Yoda with his ears pinned back.
Baby Yoda, cuter than Baby Yoda, which is that is hard.
Yeah.
To do.
So he was green.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, big old eyes.
Nice. Yeah.
Pointy ears.
Oh, it's the cutest baby.
So it was a lizard.
And it made a little angry face. The kids and I were looking at it. I was like, oh, look at his little angry baby face.
God.
Oh, anyway, so.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's just getting really bad.
Damn you, 2020.
What the hell's going on, you know? And with, you know, Judge Bader passing away. You know, and now they're trying to, good God, what is that?
It's the cutest baby ever.
Oh, that's the baby. Okay.
Look at that little Angie face. Oh, my gosh. My friend Jocelyn's baby. Oh, my gosh.
It just means that all babies look the same.
They're similar.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, but no, it's just you know, everything going on or whatever, so, you know. And people are worried now on what Trump's going to do, but.
I mean, how many hurricanes we've had? We're into like.
And there's about another three or four that are coming in that are all off the coast.
Hurricanes, fires. And I told my kids, I'm like, listen, I don't believe in the Bible and all this stuff, but this is some end time shit that's happening right now.
Yeah. And I think the last time this happened was, let me think.
Never?
Oh, yeah. Last year.
What? Mm-hmm. But this many hurricanes? This is more. We have more hurricanes.
Yeah,
now.
I think by two, and the fires have gotten a little bit bigger. But remember, too, last year we had some real bad ones where they wiped out complete towns,
yes.
and neighborhoods. So,
yep.
you know, and they haven't even barely rebuilt those, and now we've got a whole new one. And the Bobcat fire so big now it's going towards Palmdale.
Yep, and then Yosemite's they're fighting to keep Yosemite safe right now.
Yeah, so I mean it's. Yeah,
it's the end times.
It's the end of the world
as we know it.
Come to Jesus,
and I feel fine.
I think it's funny that all the other end times weren't.
No, this, yeah, this is always
now it is.
I'm just waiting for the alien ship to come.
Oh, I can't wait. Give you me some grog. Where's this? Where's that Venatorium? We need this. Go to the Venatorium.
Vino.
Vino.
Do you know what Vino is? Do you know what Vino?
I drink plenty of it. Trust me.
Okay, then it's Venatorium. There you go. Yeah. Okay. That's beautiful.
I like the Vino.
I really want to go to the Vino.
Vinotorium.
Vinotorium.
We'll lay your floor for you.
Sing it if you know it.
Yes.
No one knows it.
I don't know the
It's church singing.
Church singing?
Yeah. Well, you don't go to church, so you don't know.
Okay, here it is. Ready?
Mouth the words, fake it.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Feel like doing now?
Tell me.
Dancing.
Let's dance. Let's dance.
Why would you feel like dancing today, Sean?
I don't know.
It is National
Dance Day.
You actually had a look at that? Well, I didn't know there's some other word. I know there's some word like National Something Dance Song. I don't know. There's so many damn national days. You don't know which one it is. I guarantee you.
Especially when it's sitting in front of you printed out.
It could have been like National Dance for Your Supper Day, National Dance. I don't think it could have been anything. Hey, so hey, guys, I'm going to do a little thing here. Fun songs.
You are?
Yes. The 16, top 16 fun songs with dance steps in lay lyrics. You can have that pin, Zach. Okay.
Thank you.
Number 16, I do not know this. I wish I did. You should maybe play. Peppermint Twist, a golden oldies pop song from 1961 by Joey D. Peppermint and the Starlighters.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah.
Okay. It's similar to The Twist by Chubby Checker, but this is the peppermint one.
Right.
This is the one that keeps your breath smelling good.
Yes, it's during Christmas time you do that one.
Oh, okay, okay. Number 15. Really? Is it a Christmas?
Beautiful.
I like the fact that she's actually looking to see what it says.
Did I miss something? You're throwing it out there. I'm like, maybe it is Christmas related. Oh, number 15, the Harlem Shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Yeah. Sing it. Yeah. You know this one?
The Harlem Shuffle.
I want Steve to stand up and do the dance as we're doing this. Okay, so 1963 pop oldie song, Harlem Shuffle by Bob and Earl. Don't know who they are, but they sound cool. Was another great dance song from the early 60s that became a hit for its shuffle that went along with the song. The steps involve stepping to the right and to the left, moving slowly, doing the monkey shine. I don't know. Okay, monkey shine. That's the monkey shine?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I thought that was something else. Never mind. Hitchhiking across the floor. How do you hitchhike across the floor? Oh, I love this. Sean's doing it. Riding the pony. There you go. Okay. And shaking your tail feathers.
Don't do that.
Oh! Sean knows all of these. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, because I've seen the Blues Brothers. That's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have so much fun. Number 14 is one of my favorites. The Time Warp. 1973 rock song Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show became a popular dance participation song as the not-so-family-friendly cult film became a trend itself.
It's just
Let's
a jump to the left.
The time again. It's just a jump to the left. And then you step to the right. Okay. Number 13, the Urkel Dance.
I vaguely remember this.
I do not. I remember the show very clearly, but I don't remember the dance. So the 90s TV show Family Matters, Steve Urkel created a dance and recorded a song to go with it called the Urkel.
There you go.
The silly song with a hip-hop style dance that includes instructions. So the dance is created in answer to the Bartman, song. So
I vaguely remember that one, too. Yeah.
So number 12 is the Bartman. So the Bartman was a pop R&B-influenced song with dance steps sung by cartoon character Bart Simpson himself.
Don't have a cow, man.
Nancy Cartwright. Oh, I loved her. Love her still. Written by Brian Lauren and pop icon Michael Jackson.
I did not know that.
Me neither until I just read that. So it says it spent time on the charts in 1991. I don't remember that song.
I vaguely remember it, yeah.
I don't. It's okay. Number 11, the U-Turn. No U-Turn?
Yeah, you just turn around.
Yeah, I don't know.
U-Turn.
You're walking in the U-Turn.
2001 hip-hop artist Usher released U-Turn. I think I remember. I need to hear it.
Nobody else is going to turn for you.
No. Yeah. Although it wasn't his biggest hit, it is known for its dance instructions and nice groove. Number 10, The Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll by 69 Boys. Oh. It's your handle there, Steve. Was another 90s dance participation song. Its pop-flavored hip-hop sound gave it a broad appeal, leading to the song becoming a mainstream hit in 1990. I do it. Tootsie Roll. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. Tootsie. Yeah, anyways. Number nine.
I just love the fact that in the meeting earlier this morning,
he said this,
she goes, I don't know any of these. And yet she's sang.
Some. I only knew some.
She's like sung almost more than half already.
He's
This one's number nine is Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop. Coco Bop.
Shimmy
Coco Bop.
Shimmy Coco Pop. Shimmy Shimmy Shake.
There you go. Little Anthony and the Imperials was released in 1959. Were you alive? You were alive then. You were a little kid. You were a teenager?
Yeah.
A teenager.
That was a question.
Do you remember the movie Big?
Yeah.
Yes.
The two of them, their little song was part.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. It's one of the earliest dance participation songs with its specific dance steps explained in the third verse. Number eight, one of my favorites, The Locomotion.
The Locomotion.
So Little Eva did this one in 1958.
That's
and it was
Ava.
Little Ava. Okay, Ava. My dog's name is Eva. Sorry.
I'm teasing.
Golden Ava, oldie pop Ava. Song, 1958. My favorite version, though, is obviously the Kylie version from 1986. Kylie Minogue did it.
Yeah.
Do the locomotion. That's my favorite one.
Okay.
And that video. Oh, Kylie.
Well, that's because you have the odds for her. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Okay, number seven, the Cupid Shuffle, the hip-hop dance song Cupid Shuffle by Cupid. Imagine that. Was released in 2007, and it became such a popular song that it draws comparisons to the Cha-Cha Slide. Do you guys know this one, the Cupid Shuffle?
I'm not familiar with that.
Never
inspired,
heard of it.
Inspired some NFL players to adopt the song as their end zone dance.
Oh, okay. The Cupid Shuffle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number six, Juju on that beat. I have no idea. The 2016 rap song Juju on that beat by Zay Hilfiger and Zayon I don't know. I know, right? Was created to emulate other popular instructive hip-hop dance songs from the past. It has its own dance step called the Juju. But listeners are also instructed to do other moves at various times in the song.
Huh.
Number five. This is very well deserved. Cha-Cha Slide. We all love Cha-Cha Slide.
What?
The Cha-Cha Slide. It's like it's like every wedding has a Cha-Cha Slide. Every wedding,
she
every bar mitzvah.
She doesn't go to very many weddings.
You say it so fast, I'm like going cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
The
left foot to stomp.
Slide.
Right foot to stomp.
Oh, that song.
Jump,
okay.
Jump.
I didn't know it by name.
To the left,
or,
left, to the right.
Yeah, that used to play almost every, play every
Pretty
night when they
right
had
now.
A DJ out at Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yes, exactly.
In the intervention building, we'd go outside and we could hear them. They'd be playing that.
Cha-cha, real slow
everybody
now.
Everybody'd be out there doing it.
So DJ Casper in 1998, and that was a big hit. And it's still an aerobics hit. This
God, that came out in 98?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that either, but I think it didn't become popular until the 2000s.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Wow, holy cow.
So, yes, that's that one. And number four, Raise the Roof. I feel like I know this one. Raise the Roof. I know. I just can't. Okay. So, let's see. Luke's popular hip-hop song, Raise the Roof, was released in 1998 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the song's instructions all allow for free dance during the verses with a few cues, including slide to the left, slide to the right, obviously. But on each of the chorus, the singer gives specific instructions to put your hands up and...
Raise the roof.
Raise le roof. Number three. Oh, my God. The Hokey Pokey.
Oh, you got to do the Hokey Pokey.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I used to do it, but you know what? I turned myself around.
You didn't get addicted.
This is one of the most popular dance instruction songs, novelty song recorded in 1949 by Larry LaPrise. Most popular learn... most people learn this song for kids.
Yeah.
And kids that in roller skating rinks. My kid's dad has a placard when you come to his house when you arrive, and it says, "Welcome to the Hokey Pokey Clinic." It's like a little. It's kind of. It's yeah.
I don't really?
Know. Yeah. His dad. His yeah. They think it's funny. Number two. I love this one. The Boot Scoot and Boogie.
Oh, great country line
Brooks
dance.
Brooks and Dunn from 1992, a huge hit. And it inspired.
God, that was 92.
Yeah, 92. Line dancing. It's because it was a huge, huge hit, and it continued on. You know.
Wow.
I love that one. Put that on.
Yeah,
no,
great song.
So yeah, Brooks and Dunn. They had a huge hit with that one.
Yeah,
and number one, Watch Me. It's not ringing a bell. This is the hip hop dance song "Watch Me" by Cilento became a huge hit in 2015 when people around the world began uploading videos of themselves doing the dance steps to the song. Cilento instructs listeners to whip it, nay-nay, do the stanky leg,
oh, yeah,
break their legs, bop, yule, do the Superman, and do the duff.
So it's a combination of different things. Yeah.
Watch me. I'm trying to think.
Okay. Watch me. Yeah. Okay.
We need to play that one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's number one. Play that.
That's cool.
Can play a little clip of it?
Well, I got something for you.
Okay. For me?
Yeah. So and this was something specific that I wanted to talk to you about.
I love that you're focusing on me for this. I feel like I'm going to be embarrassed.
No. And this is semi-serious, though.
Okay.
Lesbian and bisexual women are sharing what they look for on a match dating app profile.
Okay.
All right. So see if you kind of agree with this. And this is something from a Reddit thread.
Reddit.
Lesbian and bisexual women are sharing what attracts them to someone's dating app profile. What puts them off? What makes them more likely to match with someone? So see if it kind of goes in with you, because you are obviously...
Yes.
A lesbian.
I'm a lesbian, and I am familiar with the dating app.
Wait, she is?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
She likes tacos.
Oh.
Taco Tuesday every day.
Tacos Tuesday is every day for Amber. Sometimes, sometimes there's a little cheese on it. Sometimes there's not.
Yes.
Just kidding, folks. I've known that since day one.
All right. Number one here. Good pictures.
Yes.
Okay. It says a filled bio with no just ask, non-answers, showing personality, humor, upbeat tone, rather than a laundry list of don't message me if, though I make an exception here, too often they do have no matter whatever. But overall, they're saying just good pictures will
work. Yeah, and no friggin' filters. This drives me nuts when women put those stupid filters and, like, fake makeup, like these little, oh gosh.
Yeah.
And puppy ears and No. Just take a clear fucking picture of your face in the light. Don't have a, you know, it's just, oh God. Do not, Sorry, I had to
look. No, and that's why I wanted to talk to you about this.
Yeah, it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, it's those little cutesy pictures,
it's
I hate those too.
I heard something about women and girls are going to the plastic surgeon and are asking to look like.
No.
Yes.
No.
This is a thing. This is a thing doctors are saying. Yeah.
Wow.
Stupid. Okay.
Number two. Okay. This person said, quote, I like profiles where you can see a sense of humor and can tell they don't take themselves too seriously.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to connect with women who look like they're fun to hang out with, since it's really just a first step in getting to know each other.
Absolutely. I used to get that a lot. Like, oh, you look so fun and you're smiling in all your pictures and you're laughing and you're making fun of yourself, because I have goofy pictures up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways, yes.
All right. This kind of goes with what you were saying earlier. Clear pictures kind of goes along with number one, you know, besides good pictures. But clear pictures, clear details about themselves, nothing dismissive or discriminatory. It's also confusing, like you were saying, where all the pictures are with groups of people.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying. You have friends. I get it.
Yeah. I don't want to play detective trying to figure out which one of them are you.
Amen.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. See? A lot of women do that. It's ridiculous.
Men do it too, though.
I've seen, like, my straight friends that are, you know, on the apps. They're like, mm-hmm. please, why is it a group? Because I think it's an insecurity thing. And they are like, you know, look, I have friends. Look, I do social things. Or it's, I don't know. Just they don't want to be by themselves in a picture. They're self-conscious about themselves. I don't know.
That could be it, self-consciousness. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's a bunch of self-consciousness.
Okay. I'm actually really glad that Amber doesn't have any strong feelings for this.
I don't. None. No. I have
Couldn't
zero
care
opinions.
Less.
No. Yeah, yeah.
I never have opinions.
Yeah, she's just
ever.
She's one of those lesbians that's just, screw it, come on over. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah, right. We've heard stories.
But they all are funny and have clear pictures. Never mind.
All right. Number four. If they have casual pics of them being themselves, if their profile bio is filled out and humorous, and I look for if there's any common traits as me.
Of course. I think everyone does that.
Okay.
It's for you.
All right. Six. This is kind of goes with everybody else too. I look for three main things. Cuteness.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence.
Uh-huh.
And once again, a sense of humor.
I look for eyes and teeth.
Mm. So no British people.
I'm British. Oh, I am of the...
You are not.
Well, I mean, that's where my lineage is from, but yeah. Yeah, no funky, yeah. Like a nice, pretty smile.
Pretty smile.
Nice eyes.
So Austin Powers is completely out of the question.
Yeah, baby!
Get on!
And Steve with the assist.
There you go. Swish!
Bang it in there.
Yeah, and this person said those things can convey in so many different ways also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and absolutely, I think, you know, and I think what's amazing for me is that people in general say it's a sense of humor.
It
they,
is.
They want to laugh. And I think that's so important, you know, since because of what's going on right now.
I think that when I see women's profiles and it's like all like modeling pictures and they're all very serious.
And the mirror ones.
And the mirror. Oh, my God. And then, hang on. I'm thinking right. So, yeah, very serious pictures where they're like just, there's no, you're like, yeah, you have something wrong with you.
Dramatic picture. Like
I don't like that. No.
Yeah.
Look, are you a human being? Yeah.
I've noticed one thing that kind of turns me off is if you look at a series of pictures of a person and they all these pictures they're putting up for you to look at, they have exactly the same smile on
and,
their face in every picture.
A lot of women have this thing where they angle. It's always the same exact. And you're like, can I see the left side of your face too, bitch?
No, because that's my bad side.
You're like, is there a mole over there? Is like, what's is it going to be a lazy eye? Sorry. You made the face.
You know what, guys? If I may, I have a theory.
What's okay. that?
The girls that always do that, and they're always the ones that probably get a lot of messages from guys. We'll say, you know, girls too. Like, they just enjoy getting all the likes and seeing all the numbers and stuff go up because it makes them feel good about themselves.
They're just very self-conscious.
They're very self-conscious, and they just want to see those numbers and just how many likes or whatever they can get so they can just feel good. They don't really necessarily care about meeting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are really like that, though.
It's like the girls on Beagle. B-I-G-O.
What? What's that?
There's a website called Big O where
is
girls...
Big O titties?
There are rules. They can't show you nipples or bare crotch or anything.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I mean, if they happen to expose themselves, they get in trouble and they're not allowed on the website. But they're a lot of them,
God.
You look at them, and they're girls who have heavy makeup so that they look pretty.
Yeah.
And they just kind of move around and talk to people online, and people give money for that.
Is anyone in the room... interested to go through Steve's browser history? Right?
I am.
Now,
oh,
I
no.
just can we? Yeah.
Oh, I browse.
Oh, that's too much.
No, I mean, there's some women too that are, you know, like you, Amber. You have a very nice natural look, and I know you don't wear makeup an awful lot.
No.
But you have a very nice face overall.
I appreciate that's very nice.
And the thing is that I'm sure when you if you do add on makeup, it's just going to lightly enhance what you already have naturally.
Thank you.
And to
wow, look at all these compliments after I fucked up the sponsor thing today.
Yeah, no
this
kidding.
Is nice. Thanks, Sean.
Where I mean, some women they like you said, Steve, they put on too much of a heavy makeup on.
Yeah,
and it's like you don't need to do that because that tells me how much of the rest of you is fake.
If you wake up and your face is left on my pillow when you're sitting up, that is no.
It's like ooh, you start making out with your pillow instead.
I don't like a whole lot of makeup. I don't like lips.
I
hate lipstick. I think lipstick looks lovely on you, but I'm not going to kiss you.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, that's beautiful. Good for you. We're not kissing.
Wow.
I don't know why. It just grosses me out.
That's huge.
There you go.
Yeah. It don't matter to me.
I know. You don't care.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the first time Karen and I went out on our because we were a blind date, we were playing miniature golf.
That's
and
cute.
It was fun. And
so did you bang your sticks together?
Yes, we did many times. And so
clubs.
She hit my ball. And I walked up to her and I said, "You hit my ball. What, you know, what are you going to do now?" And she just kind of looks at me and she just looks at me and goes, "Wondering if we're going to kiss or not. Not right now. It's going to mess up my lipstick." And walks away.
That is so Karen.
And I went.
That is so Karen.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Karen has the quips, man. She's like, bam.
Wants it, she really can, you know. And I went, all right.
She comes
it's
in and
on.
She throws that spice. She's like, bam, and walks
it's
out
on.
The room.
Yeah, it was funny. It was really
good
funny.
For you, Karen.
Yeah. Okay. Next one here. Definitely a bio that shows passion, goals, and dreams, where she grew up in, or even a personality test results like Myers-Briggs, clear relationship goals, or reason for being on the app. So neither of us waste time. I just love people who are proactive.
Yeah, you don't have to put a friggin' novel up. You can put like 10 sentences. Not 10. That's a lot. That's excessive.
Uh-huh.
But put a couple sentences up and just be like, yeah, you know, like,
this is who I am. This is what I do.
Yeah, this is what
and
I'm,
if you're lucky,
yeah.
you'll be next. Right?
All right. I don't like when you they put just a couple words or they're nothing at all. If there's nothing, you're like, oh yeah, you didn't try. Boop.
And that's what the last one is. Nothing in the bio or just ask, or you can swipe left if you're an X.
Here's my Instagram.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. You can swipe left if you're an X. Ew, yeah. That's really catty.
Which is a similar standard that you have for men, but if she says something funny in the bio, extra points will like messaging, you know.
Those are all very true.
So I was going to say, is that pretty much...
Oh, absolutely. I think that's not just even a lesbian thing. I think that's a women. But I mean, that's very...
To me, this is seen
more... I would be interested to hear a gay guy's take on... the dating apps. Like, I'm sure that there's one for dudes who are just looking to bang it out on the Grindr. I'm sure there's one for, like, dudes who are looking to date and, you know, on the dating app.
I dated a girl one time that thought I was hilarious because I had on my Facebook profile that I'm a technician at the Death Star. And she thought that was the funniest thing ever, and I ended up dating her for, like, 6 months.
Aww.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, who would have thought that'd work?
That's pretty cool. Well, see, again,
I am the droid you are looking for. Swipe right.
It shows that sense of humor, though.
Yeah.
And that's just it. And, you know, and it's true. It's no matter how gorgeous the woman is, a lot of them say sense of humor is so important.
Oh, it is. Looks mean nothing if you can't have a conversation and shit.
Conversation and humor. You have to get along. And, I mean, you know, Karen and I have been together, 27 years together,
mm-hmm.
you know, 20 years married. And in all honesty, I mean, that's what keeps us going is the humor.
Looks mean. You could have a chick who is not that pretty and you're like, oh, she's kind of like, not my type. But if they look fun and they're smart and you're like, oh, okay. That's, you know, sometimes it's more attractive than looks.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hands down.
Yeah.
Totally.
Anyway, so yeah. Cool.
Very cool. I wanted to check that out with you and see what you thought. So.
Truth. All lots of truth.
Yeah.
Zach, have you ever been on a dating app?
Well, I was just talking about something. Steve.
Yes,
I've been on dating apps.
Like multiple times or just do it once?
I've been on a couple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
I've never done it.
Oh, that's going to be my next question. Let's talk about Steve not doing it.
Yeah, well, same thing. I mean, I've seen certain things or whatever with them.
Turn
you
off
know.
Your fucking phone.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, that's not Steve's and our. I mean, that's not our generation. You know, we were not on an app. You know, we understand how it works and everything, but it's different now. Because I mean, because you're the youngest out of all of us.
Yeah.
So
he's a picky, sensitive guy. He has.
Chris is.
Oh God, no!
I'm second.
No, you're a picky, sensitive guy. That's what I was saying.
Oh.
So that list would probably really apply to you. I'm sure there's a lot of
a secret.
Oh, sorry.
I'm somewhat picky.
I need to make his bio for him. I was walking my dog the other day. I was like, I need to make his dating app bio for him. And it'd be like, goal-oriented, forever college student. I can do any voice for you, any funny voice. I'll make you laugh. And I have feelings. I'm sensitive. But that's better.
No, don't put that. No.
I like that.
But in the context you said it, it sounds like...
Okay, sorry. I have feelings.
I can cry on cue.
No. Well,
I can.
There's a movie. I can't remember the name of the movie. It might have been Singles, but it centered around like a dating app, and it kept showing these videos of these people who are on the dating app doing their video for the camera.
It might have
been Singles. Anyway, this one guy gets up there, and he's staring into the camera, and he just goes, I am very, 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 very lonely.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. You know what? There was a Mark and Brian thing.
That's scary.
They jokingly called him Dimitri the Stud.
Okay.
And we'll have to play it for you guys.
Oh, yes. I'd love to hear that.
It's just amazing on this man's technique on trying to pick up women. And you're going,
wait a minute. Did we hear? I feel like maybe similar to this.
No.
Is there something similar that we've heard from them?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
No. Yeah. Completely different. So. But anyway, you know.
You know, Zach and I are talking about dating apps for men. Like when you're a dude on a dating app, apparently there are lots of fake women's profiles.
Yep.
Bots. Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, bots. And then my friend, you know Cal. You know Cal. So Cal's...
Burlington, yeah.
No, no, our buddy Cal.
I know.
Yeah. My little bro, he said that a lot of prostitutes, that they'll get you talking, and then they spring it on you, like, yeah.
And what app does he use?
I can't remember if he was on Tinder or something like that.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah,
Tinder or Bumble, he said that's what he said. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
He was like, look, is she real? I'm like, why wouldn't... And he's like, look, there's, she says nothing, and it's all these... And those phony-looking pictures, and I'm like, oh.
Wow.
So she talked. She was talking to him. You know, oh, I live in Culver. Yeah, I live with my parents. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this and that. And then he's like, oh, cool, we should hang. She's like, totally. Are you cool? What did she say something like to him? Are you cool with girl work? And I'm like, and he looked at me like, what the hell's girl work?
And he I know asked the movie her, Working Girl.
He asked her, and she's like, I, you know, I'm on here for a, you know, for like compensate from, you know, not compensation. I think it's illegal, but she said something to that effect, like,
wow,
I'm on here for help or some shit like that. And I was like, oh, no. And he's like, oh, this happens all the time. I was like, that sucks to be a dude and not sure when a chick is going to be.
That blows. That kind of blows.
Literally.
So.
God, that was.
For $100, it probably does.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, since today is Dog Ownership Day, I started to do a little bit of research about the day and came across this new television network called K9 TV. It was designed so that dogs could watch the television while their owners were away at work or doing an errand.
Really?
This new network features a wide variety of programming that's been found pleasing for all canines. Many shows on the network will be shot from the dog's point of view. Producer Zach was able to work the phones, and with us today on the phone to discuss this new network is the dog of the owner of the network, Buster. Hello, Buster. How are you this morning?
Hello there. Hello there to you, Steve, and the rest of your weekly dose crew.
Down, Buster. Down.
I'm Buster the dog, and I'm the owner of the new network for dogs.
Now, Buster, what is this new network all about? What kinds of programs will dogs like you be able to see?
Well, for starters, there'll be all types of programming for the canines.
Oh, don't lick me there, Buster.
I'm on the phone. Okay, I'll lick you there. Anyway, see what I did there? Canines. Well, let me give you a few names here of the shows that will be airing soon. So you can get ready for something like Paw and Order.
Oh.
And there's Greyhound's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
And then The Good Veterinarian. Like the good doctor.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And there's a Brooklynese 99.
Brooklynese.
Brooklynese.
Yeah. Brooklynese.
Pekingese.
Yeah. Well, better yet, there's South Park.
South Bark.
South Park. South Park.
Oh, way to go!
And of course, my two favorite, Humptown and Hawaii Fido.
Oh my God.
I really got excited about those last two shows because I started to lick my own balls right after the pitch meeting.
Oh my God.
Well, it sounds like you have a good lineup so far.
Oh yeah, well so far, if you really like reality shows, we have Dancing with the Schnauzers, and So You Think You Can Play Dead, and my favorite, The Bachelorette. And then there's also the real wiener dogs of Orange County.
They're all out of the old world.
Yeah, and we can't forget the Howl.
The Howl?
Yeah.
What kind of show is that?
Oh, it's like The Voice, but instead of singing, dogs are judged on their best howling when they hear a siren go by.
Now, Buster, will you guys have any type of sitcoms?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we'll have, for starters, we'll be premiering The Golden Retrieverbergs. And then Young Shetland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a pony?
No, this is a sheepdog. and Shih Tzu's Creek.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. And then for kids will have cartoons like Avengers and Wonder Bark, or Phineas and Fur, and then Milo Murphy's Paw, and then don't forget Scooby Doo.
Who?
Scooby Doo. And then next year we'll be doing movies like Dude, Where's My Testicles? And then Old Yeller's Revenge. Oh. And then Lassie and Benji, Who's the Bigger Bitch?
Oh my gosh. That's intriguing.
The Licking Booth, and To All the Bitches I've Humped Before.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
The dog Network will have more shows than you can shake a stick at, and if you do shake a stick, you better throw it. Because here on K9 TV. Hold on for a minute, please.
I think what happened there? Oh dear.
Well,
what are you gonna say, Steve?
Well, Buster, it was really nice talking to you, and I'm sure dogs from coast to coast will be watching your network.
Oh, it was good talking to you, Steve. Hey, can you throw me a stick tickets?
Of course,
that?
Yeah.
Sticks tickets, yeah.
Yeah, hang on to the phone, and intern Chris will pick up. Well, there you go, guys. Yes, you do.
I think my dogs are going to love this channel. I think that's this network.
It'll work. I think it'll work pretty well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got three dogs now.
I want to see Phineas and Fur.
I'm going to watch The Bitchler.
The Bitchler! The Bitchler!
I'll watch Hawaii.
I'll watch Hawaii Fido.
Hawaii Fido.
Fido.
Oh, God.
Young Shetland.
Well, we haven't done this in quite a while, so let's do What's News.
What's news, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pussycat.
We don't play enough Tom Jones on here, you know?
All right, who wants to go first?
I'll go.
All right, okay. Steve, go ahead.
And here's the headline. Nude cyclists won't take to the streets of Philadelphia this year as the city's annual naked bike ride has been canceled.
Ew. I'm okay with that.
You dick.
Ooh, what do they put on their
you
seat?
You put a towel on the seat. What do you...
Ooh,
oh,
a brown
my God.
Towel.
Oh,
that way matches.
God, what
I know.
There you go.
Well, from you, I understand. Most people don't shit their pants on a regular basis during the day.
I'm just saying, when you're on a bike, you know.
Of course, some ladies could be a red towel.
Oh,
wow.
True.
Yeah. Other,
black
yeah.
towel, you do.
Okay, for the last 11 years, swarms of naked people hop on their bikes and take to the streets of Philadelphia. But not this year.
No.
The novel coronavirus has canceled the annual naked bike ride, according to the event organizer's website. The ride typically draws thousands of people. Ooh.
Wow. That's a lot. Maybe we gotta go next year then, maybe.
That's a lot of boobs and testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
After much debate, we feel that canceling this year's event is the most responsible thing to do. Philly Naked Bike Ride announced on its website. At the time of writing, Philadelphia has 32,186 confirmed coronavirus cases and 1,717 confirmed deaths, according to Johns Hopkins.
Wow. That's just in Philadelphia alone.
Excuse me.
Well,
I don't know what that was. Anyway.
Here's some tea. Have some tea.
In years prior, bicycle riders could cycle a 10-mile path through some of Philadelphia's top tourist destinations. The path would take riders to iconic destinations like the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, and the Philadelphia Museum of Arts,
That's where the Rocky.
Steps.
Rocky is out in front. Statue is there.
He was out in front, then he wasn't out in front, and I think now he's back out in front.
Yeah.
Something's out in front.
Yeah.
Anyway, the event is clothing optional, and its purpose is to promote body positivity while bringing attention to the city's dependence on fossil fuels.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, that's very cool.
We have Ciclovia
here. How does that make a...
Okay, well...
Well, they're cycling, so to help reduce fossil fuels.
Yeah, so you're using a bike and not the roads are closed down, so there's no, you know...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Cars, okay, the
that's cool.
Okay, well, the event organizers are encouraging cyclists to get outside and take advantage of the city's empty streets. However, they're urging cyclists to leave one clothing item on a mask.
Just your mask, yeah.
There you go, absolutely. Would you do something like that, though, Amber, or no?
No.
Really?
I mean, I've been to I'm all for body positivity and no body shaming. Everybody should let their freak flag fly. But... I ain't watching that shit. Uh-uh. I ain't watching no.
So you only want, like, good-looking people there, then?
No, I don't even want that. I just, like, it's like, I don't know why. I don't want to see a bunch of naked people on bikes.
Ooh.
It's already annoying seeing a not-naked person on a bike. I'm like, oh, my God, a biker. Oh, God. Oh, you're a cyclist. Okay. Sorry. You know what?
Wow.
You know
good
what?
Lord.
Issues.
No, what? Okay. It's not that bad. I mean, it's kind of annoying, but... At least they wear spandex, and you're like, really? Really? Okay. It'd be worse watching naked jogging. That'd be way worse. I'd rather watch the naked cyclist. If I have to do this, I'd rather watch the naked cyclist than jogging.
So I guess the the American Pie Naked Mile is out.
Yeah.
No, please no.
No.
God.
Burn my corneas.
All right, well, I got one here that's really interesting. A man decided to jump a Detroit bridge.
Oh, wait, what?
Now, this is kind of unique. So, of course, you know, after all of us, you know, kind of growing up watching the Dukes of Hazzard and playing, you know, guys, young boys here playing with all the Hot Wheels, it's only natural, of course, to fantasize about, you know, the cars jumping and everything. Well, apparently, a 26-year-old Allen Park man wanted to play Bo and Luke Duke. Whatever the reason,
this
he decided.
A very different way than I was thinking.
Whatever the reason, he decided to jump his Dodge Charger on the Fort Street Bascula Bridge, and as it was rising, the guy actually pulled off the stunt. But now he gets a free housing and meals paid for by the taxpayers. According to a local report, the drawbridge operator Andre Locke saw the Dodge driver gun it past the barrier and speed toward the gap in an attempt to jump it. After successfully completing the jump, all four tires on the Charger blew out, and the muscle car hit the gate on the opposite side.
But
but luckily the driver wasn't injured. Injured? Good Lord.
He endured it.
He endured it. But the driver wasn't injured. Detroit police weren't not impressed by the stunt. At first they thought that he'd gone into the river, but then learned that he made it to the other side, so they did arrest the guy. And anticipated to charge him with malicious destruction of property for more than $1,000.
You know those cops high-fived him.
Well, the thing is, though, that doesn't mean that the police department was without any humor. So you're kind of right here about that. They reportedly referenced the Dukes of Hazzard when the dispatching the call.
That is hilarious.
So, which is the logical conclusion for anyone who didn't grow up on the mountain cabin without electricity. Police suspect the driver was under the influence of Whippets, though. Yeah.
Was he wearing Daisy Dukes?
That would have been spectacular, though.
One of those Duke boys.
Yeah. And, but, of course, that hasn't been confirmed or anything like that. So there you go. Jumping just like the Duke boys.
Where was Boss Hogg this whole time?
Over there.
Probably on the other side of the bridge.
That's really, really brave. I want to see a YouTube video of that. Okay.
I looked for it. I couldn't find it.
I love this. Whenever there's an article about something stupid in Florida, I pick this one. Okay. Toss it. Do it. Can you make it? Make the basket? Woo! Oh, blocked it. Okay, sorry. Sorry, that was a little... it's always fun to watch you guys do that. They try to make the basket into the trash can. Okay. Okay, a Florida man...
That explained it.
A Florida man, of course, tried to cash in a $30 lottery ticket from the same convenience store he stole it from. Florida police arrested a man this week for attempting to cash in a winning scratch-off ticket at the same convenience store he stole it from. The Clearwater, of course it was in Clearwater. Oh, God. So the Clearwater Police Department said in August 20th statement, The man was identified as 27-year-old Herbert McClellan. We need to pull up his mugshot. I have this guy's face. Herbert McClellan. According to the police, McClellan stole 13 scratch-off tickets from a Speedway convenience store at 32 Bay Esplanade. Let's go there because that person really, that employee is not attentive. When he found out that just take a different store.
Mugshot is great.
Is it? Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, that's, I feel bad now. Okay. When he found out that it's, yeah. He's not a bad looking guy. He's okay. When he, his beard needs trimmed. When he found out that the one with the tickets was a winner, he went back to the same store he stole it from to cash it in. The store workers immediately called the police and McClellan was arrested. Police say the lottery ticket was only worth $30 and I don't want to know what his legal fees are. This is really backwards. McClellan was charged with petty theft. It says here petite theft. I'm going to go with petty theft. And dealing in stolen property, according to the statement. So it's safe to say that it was not his lucky day with his lucky scratcher.
Makes sense.
No. Florida. Florida. Only in the Floridas.
Boy. Hot damn.
I had someone say, oh, I've never been to Florida. I said, why would you go there? It's poor man's California.
It is.
It really, truly is.
It is. But I got to admit, though, when we went a few years back to Disney World and everything and then went out to Cape Canaveral. Oh, God, it was awesome, though.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Loved it.
I grew up going down there all the time, so. Yeah.
Well, let's play the game, guys.
Oh!
And that's what's news.
What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the new game show that's sweeping the nation and making Donald Trump go, quiz me, quiz you.
Okay, your name is your buzzer, as you always know, question number one.
I hope there's some Florida questions in here.
Probably not.
$30.
The duck-billed platypus.
Steve. It lays eggs.
What?
Okay.
Sean.
Is a mammal.
Continue. It's marsupial. No.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Okay, I guess we should hear the question now.
Yeah.
Is native to which country?
Aber.
Amber.
No.
Australia.
No, don't. You can't go.
Why?
Sure, yeah,
we all did.
We all had.
You have Christopher behind you.
Oh, Christopher. I'm sorry. Okay, that's Christopher. Sorry. Christopher, I can't see you. I don't have eyes in the back of my head like I do when I'm at home with my kids.
Question number two. What country exports? Which country exports the most food in the whole world?
Sean.
Oh.
Chris goes.
Okay. Exports the most food in the world. I'm gonna say Europe.
Country.
Nope.
Country. Okay. I'm gonna say the United States.
That is correct.
Yeah. Tis true.
That was.
I have a little factoid.
It's all the avocados we grow here in California.
I think it's 43% of the produce in the world is grown in Central Valley.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Question number three.
Screw you.
That hurt.
Because you know it never happened.
Oh.
Yeah, that too. Well, now
that's
it
like,
hurts.
That's like incest.
Now it hurts. Oh, yeah, you're right. Which was the first political party in the United States to implement a free breakfast program for school children?
What?
I'm going to say
Steve. Republican.
Spoiler alert, it is not the ones you think. So Republican and Democratic are not the answers.
Oh, what were the early ones?
I'll give you a hint. It took place, I'm going to base this on my young knowledge, in the 1960s.
1960s?
Yes.
Sean.
Or Sean.
Black Panthers?
That is correct. It says the Black Panthers Party Free Breakfast for Children program implemented in 1969. Served as an inspiration for similar initiatives run by the U.S. federal government today. Question number four. Yeah. What is considered the largest Christmas gift in the history of the world?
Like largest in price or size?
Large as in, holy mother of God, that is one huge mother effer.
Amber.
Okay.
hamper.
I don't know. I want to guess a ship of some kind, a big boat, a big a cruise ship or some shit, like a big boat.
That's not a bad guess. You're in the right area, but no.
Chris,
good.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Sean after Chris.
Maybe like a building by the pier of sorts? Like, or like a pier?
Building by the pier as the largest gift is incorrect.
I'm going to say the Statue of Liberty.
That is correct.
Wow, what the hell? I think, are you cheating? Are you cheating?
No, he's not.
I don't have my glasses on. I can't see anything.
Well.
Yeah, because it was a gift from France.
It was, yes.
Okay, for bonus points.
I was going to say an island.
What year was it given?
Oh.
Steve. 1896.
The year he was born.
I'm going to go ahead. That's the closest any of you are going to get. It was 1886.
Oh, damn.
Ah.
Sorry about that. Question number five.
Not much.
That was a year after Marty McFly went to the back. Went to
Marty.
Whoa, Doc.
Marty.
Back in time,
yeah.
Right. Holy cow, Doc. Okay.
That was good.
Legendary rock band AC/DC.
Mm-hmm. Akadaka.
Sean. Australia.
That is correct. God,
that
wow.
is literally okay. what they call them in Australia. They go Akadaka. They say Akadaka. Mm-hmm.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I call them alternating current, direct current.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I call them rock stars.
Fun fact about Australia, they call cotton candy fairy floss.
Yes, they do. As in Europe, they do too.
Really? In mm-hmm. Europe as well? Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Question number 7. What year did India gain its independence from Great Britain?
Oh. Damn it, I was in the play Crucifer of Blood.
Wrong.
But I can't remember the date.
I think it was like 19-something.
It was like the...
So far, Chris is close.
Amber?
It's
1927.
Amber is the closest.
I was Chris?
20s, yeah.
Chris? I was going to say 1926.
Not just with Steve and Sean.
I'm going to say 1932.
For the record, you guys are all in the wrong decade, but Amber was close with the placement of numbers.
Steve.
1918. No, wait. No, Chris, I think I got it. I think I got it.
What?
1972?
The correct answer was 1947. I'm sorry.
Oh,
question.
Really?
Oh, good heavens.
Post-World War II? Really?
Yeah. Amber said 27, huh. So I thought it'd be the reverse.
Yeah. Question number 8. Can you tell that I'm on schedule here?
You are the producer.
Yes, I surely am. What is the capital of Kenya?
Kenya? Oh. Kenya the Sparrow.
I don't know.
It's in Africa. The continent of Africa.
Should we just give up on that one?
Yeah.
The answer is Nairobi.
Nairobi.
What?
Nairobi, Kenya. Nairobi, Kenya. Suck it! I just watched a documentary about all this, too.
Here's a documentary on question number 9. What million square mile national park is known for having alligators?
Steve. Everglades.
There you go. Wow. Question number 10. How many children does the average American have?
Sean.
2.5.
Yeah.
Not a bad guess.
Steve. 2.2.
Amber.
Just plain 2.
Chris? 3.
Chris is the closest.
Wow.
I can give you the clue, but you all get it really quick. Sean.
Oh, Chris.
Chris. Sean.
3.5.
Sean is now the closest. Chris.
4?
3.4. The average American has 3.14 children. This This is a decrease from 2011, where the average was 3.18 children.
I got one.
How do you have a 0.18th of a kid?
I don't know. It's like 2.5 men.
I thought it was a dog.
That's a good one.
We already had a dog earlier.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, we hope that you guys enjoyed today's show.
you hate when I sing it.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.
We're grooving.
Love it.
We're grooving.
Woo! All right. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Good God, we know Lord is a train wreck here. Well, it was a fun train wreck, damn it. Because that's the kind of choo-choo we are. We're the fun choo-choo.
Get on board, baby.
There you go. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose. And Twitter page and Instagram. You can also find us at Your Weekly Dose 1.
And you can find me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva. And on Twitter, at SilvaLining69.
You hear Sammy rocking, you just can't. You just, it's like... Oh, wait, no, this is the other one. This is not Sammy. This is
David.
This is David. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Any either of them, you hear and you're like,
rough.
I know now. Yeah. It's that squeal in his voice, that little squeal.
Are you okay over there?
No.
Do you have a fever or?
No, I am sleep deprived.
Amber, your social media.
I don't have one. I don't want to. I'm canceling all of it because I watched a documentary about it.
Well,
Amber
in that
Ash McCary, if you want to. You don't have to.
Was that sleep deprived or sleep depraved?
Both.
And in that case, I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram. I had my coffee today.
And I made it easy for everybody, but this time I've changed it, guys. It is now Sean R. Unplugged.
Sean R. Unplugged. Yeah. Interesting.
There
like
you
this.
Go. So on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Because I'm performing again, so there
oh,
you
yeah.
go.
And apparently I'm going to get another lesson on Van Halen after this is over, too.
We all are.
All righty, guys. Take care of yourselves. Please be good to each other out there, and we'll catch you next week.
Stay safe, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.